Previously on Ugly Betty.
How bad is it between them?
It's like Cain and Abel.
It's time for us to get practical.
I will handle this.
Hey, whether you like it or not, he asked me to pick him up from school today.
Last night, a friend from home showed up. My ex-girlfriend.
Wow. Where do we stand?
Maybe it wouldn't kill us to try and work together.
You do believe I'm innocent, don't you? I want to.
I know who killed Faye Summers. It was me. Betty. Betty. You're snoring.
This is me?
I killed her, Betty. I killed Faye Summers, and I'll kill you, too, if you tell anyone, especially Daniel. Now, where do you keep the vermouth?
Hey, Betty.
Hey.
Cute head of gear. Have you met my girlfriend?
It's nice to meet you.
It's too bad it didn't work out between us. Yeah. Claire Mead's gonna kill you anyway.
Alexis, please.
You're my brother, Danny. I'll call you whatever I want.
Well, will you be at the ad sales meeting at 10?
That might be awkward if we're both sitting at the same table.
Daniel, we're both in charge. How am I going to be awkward if you still shove grapes up your nose?
You did manage to get three up there once, though, didn't I?
Hold on, your collar's going crazy.
Thank you.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning.
Oh, right. Stella McCartney's having that party tonight. You know, I got plans with Bex. You want my invite?
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
Maybe. Betty, last week I gave you a calendar from my bank, and you were all like, shut up, I can have this. This is Stella McCartney.
Jamie, I need to talk to you.
Okay. Let me, call Chloe from Prada first, okay?
Your mother killed Faye Summers!
You don't need to sign for this.
They were being so nice to each other.
Maybe Daddy told Daniel and Alexis if they didn't play nice, he'd take away their private planes.
Oh, but they were smiling. Stop fondling my lines and do something.
And breathe in happy air. Let me put out a gay PB among the assistants, and I'll find out what's going on.
Do you want something hemmed?
You're not here to stitch, you're here to snitch.
She needs information, bitch.
I thought we were rhyming.
What exactly do you want from me?
Has your friend Betty told you exactly what's going on between Daniel and Alexis?
How do you mean?
Don't be a cluck. The cold front between the Mead boys is clearly thawed. Who turned up the heat?
Okay, here's the skinny. Word is, Alexis's calendar is empty. Nobody's returning her calls, no lunches, no nothing. It looks like she's reaching out to her brother because she's friendless.
Really? Hmm. This might mean an end for me.
What are we thinking?
Okay, so I'm not part of the we, so unless you need my sewing skills, then I'm just going to leave.
Looks like that one's going to be trouble. I want you to make sure that pasty seamstress stays on our side. Become her best friend. Be her new Betty.
Oh, I guess I have to start eating potatoes.
Oh.
Betty, my mother tends to be a bit delusional when she drinks.
She said she cut her brakes.
Yeah, and after a few cocktails, she's also claimed she's won the Boston Marathon and caused the tsunami.
She followed her in her Aston Martin and watched her crash into a tree.
Call Rikers. Tell him I need to see my father.
Your mother did not kill Faye. What are you listening to that assistant for?
Why would mother confess to something like that?
Here's a surprise, Daniel. She's a drunk. She may have her demons, but she's not a murderer. Why don't you try focusing on something a little more important, like finding me a new lawyer? I need someone better. I need the Chin.
The who?
The Chin. You want to help me? Get me Grace Chin.
Grace Chin.
You dated that?
No, actually, I stood that up.
Good call. Not enough beer in the world to make that look good.
She was my TA sophomore year. I promised her if she helped me pass criminology that I'd take her to the Sigma Phi New Year's kegger.
That's so man-whore of you.
Yeah, except that was the night Cindy Howard showed up at my room and decided being a virgin wasn't cool anymore.
That's interesting, because she decided that 2 weeks earlier in my room.
Bex, Grace Chin will never take my father's case. Not after what I did to her.
That was last century. Look at this fatty.
She's probably got 3-4 chins by now. Give her a call. She'll be happy to hear from a man.
What are you doing tonight?
I've absolutely no idea, but it involves a buttload of alcohol.
Perfect. Daniel gave me his invitation to his Stella McCartney party, and you are going to be my plus one.
This thing's VIP.
I know. I've never even been in IP before. And look at the lettering. It's so rich.
Oh, honey, you're filling up a piece of paper. You need to get out more.
I do. I really do. I need to do something to get my mind off of Henry and his slutty girlfriend.
You met her?
No. But you know she is.
Hello, Christina McKinney.
Yes, yeah, very good. Who is this, really?
Really? No, I don't. Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm on hold for Sarah Jessica Parker. What do I do?
You're doing it.
I can't.
You have the celebrities all the time.
I know, but not ones I like.
Hello? This is Christina McKinney.
Oh, Scottish, not an Australian hooker.
You saw my work at the Fashion Week?
Of course I can create an Oscar dress.
When do you need it?
Tomorrow.
Crikey. She'll do it. I'll do it. Good day, mate.
Betty, what the hell? I can't whip up a dress in a night.
It's got to be done by tomorrow. She's leaving for LA. You can do this.
You're one of the top 10 designers to watch. No, but it's Sarah Jessica Parker. It's the Oscars. It's the chance of a lifetime.
Get dressed.
Oh, I can. Yes, I can. I can. Look, she's low back.
And don't worry about tonight. I will find another plus one.
Come to buy us.
Good luck. $14 for a brownie and a sandwich?
They keep prices high to discourage eating.
I'm sorry, I'm $2 short. But what if I just took part of the brownie?
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Oh,
I got it.
Oh, that's so sweet. I've been in the city for 2 days, and the kindest thing anybody said is, hey, your ass can make a nice chunk of change.
Well, that is just New York's way of saying, welcome, you look good in your jeans.
Oh.
Good day.
Charlotte, by the way. Everybody calls me Charlie. You have an amazing aura.
Come on, ladies.
You sure you know what you're doing? You haven't even studied at beauty school yet.
Cosmetology Institute, please. And if I'm going to get a leg up, I have to practice. So, come on, puppy. You said that you would help me with this if I gave you a beer.
Yeah, but you had two.
I was nervous.
Mom, emergency. The weatherman said there's going to be a blizzard tonight.
Well, Justin, don't worry. We will get you into the city for hairspray. I promise.
Like you promised me the new Fergie CD, which I still don't have. Come on, Mom. Don't funk with my heart.
Justin, your father's not even going to be here until 6 o'clock. It'll be okay.
Fine, but if I miss 1 minute of the first act, you think this is Diva now?
Santos is going to hairspray? He knows that's not a strip club, right?
I might not have told him that he's going with us to a musical just yet.
Honey, what are you doing?
If Santos wants to spend more time with his son, then Santos should do stuff that his son likes. It's a good idea, right? It is. Isn't it? I need another beer.
So what kind of art do you do?
Mostly jewelry. I love working with found objects, but the only thing I've found so far in New York are hypodermic needles and condoms.
Hmm, you can sell that here. Not really, it's New York.
Actually, I think the city is a little scary.
Most people seem to feel that way at first, but it's really great once you get past the crowds and the traffic and that occasional mystery smell you can't get out of your hair. It's not so bad. Hey, Max, you want to come with me to the Stella McCartney party tonight? Come on, it would be really fun. It's a VIP invite.
VIP? I've never even been an IP.
Me neither. You look blurry.
Oh,
I know.
Charlie?
Henry.
Betty. Wow. I guess you two already met. Betty, this is my girlfriend, Charlie.
Interrupting?
No, nope. I'm just...
What, no lunch date?
No, I've just been so busy. Maybe not so busy.
Perfect. I have two tickets to the Flying Dutchman at the Met tonight.
I was thinking of maybe a girls' night out. We could start with drinks at the St. Regis and...
Oh, darling, what is it?
It's complicated. Coming back from the dead.
Please. Donna Karen does it every 3 years.
I just didn't expect my old friends to be so unforgiving.
Honey, you don't have to apologize for who you are.
People cried at my funeral, and now I'm back, and they want nothing to do with me.
To hell with them. One good friend is all you need.
Thanks.
Looking for Betty? She's right down here. What? I'm bored.
Oh, hey, Henry. I lost a contact. Not mine.
Listen, I just wanted to thank you for getting Charlie to go out tonight. All we've done since she got here is sort her in and watch movies in bed.
Sounds rough. So just tell her that I'll meet up with her at 7. Okay, bye.
Betty. You sure this isn't weird for you?
It's fine. It's totally fine. Why would it be weird?
Well, you know, because there was that thing, feeling, vibe between us.
No. There's no us, so there was no vibe, feeling, thingy to be felt.
Really? Okay, then. Good. Well, have fun tonight.
I'm still bored. Watching Nerd Love is so tedious.
There is no love. We don't have any love. He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, who you invited to a party.
Pathetic. Well, I don't want to, but I'm stuck.
Oh, grow a set, Bambi.
You've been working here long enough.
It is time to seize your inner mode girl.
I what?
Mode girls aren't the other woman. We are the only women. Fight for your little dweeb. Find this chick's weakness and exploit it.
No, that's terrible. I'm just going to take her to the party. I said I would, and I will.
Doormat!
Or maybe I'm just a bigger person than you.
No, don't. It's too obvious.
A musical. Mm-hmm. Forget it. I'm not going.
Would you? Oh, here. Justin is the one who wants you to come with us. He made me get 3 tickets because he wants to share this with you.
He shouldn't even be going to see this kind of stuff. You ever think that maybe that's why he is the way
hey,
he is?
Stop. You're the one who wants to spend more time with your son.
All right, look. I got money on the basketball game tonight. Now, listen, how about I ride with you guys in the city on the train? I'll catch the game at some bar. When the show's over, I'll come pick you up.
Wow, father-son bonding on the E-train. That's some real quality time.
That's the chin?
Yep. Why would you stand her up?
Oh, back in school, she was a mess. She's braces and glasses and this crazy hair. Which totally works for some people. Would you please stop looking at me like that and just send her in?
Miss Kim.
Hi, Grace. How are you? Let me take that for you. Please, have a seat. Oh, this is, awkward, isn't it?
Is it?
Look, let me just start with, I'm an idiot.
Great, and I'm a Pisces. Now, do you want to discuss your father's case?
So there's nothing we need to discuss first?
You do realize I charge by the hour, Mr. Mead.
It's me. It's Daniel.
And I'm Grace. That was $40.
Wait a minute, you don't remember? Why should you? Because we've never met.
Okay, so I've had a look at the case, and I'll be honest with you, it is not an easy one. But you've done the right thing by calling me, because I am the only one who can win it.
Great, so you'll take it.
Not a chance in hell.
Wait, you just said you're the only one who could win it.
And you said you were going to meet me at the Sigma Phi New Year's party.
Oh, crap.
And by the way, Cindy Howard pulled that virgin act with everyone.
That's what I've heard.
Excited about my date with Daniel Mead. Instead, I ended up back at the dorm room playing Wolfenstein on my computer all night long. Wolfenstein, Wolfenstein, Wolfenstein! Thanks to you, 1995 started off with a bang. Or should I say, without one!
Grace.
I bought a corsage for you. I know that's weird, but I was new to dating.
Look, I was a jerk, okay? I probably still am.
Too little, too late. I only came here to see the look on your face when I rejected you.
Grace, listen, I know you don't owe me anything, but this isn't about me. It's about my father. He didn't stand you up. Isn't there anything I can do to make it up to you?
Every vendor in this city is closed because of the snow.
Oh, right. You need fabric for the Sarah Jessica Parker dress.
I see the gay PBs in full force.
Oh, please. It's Carrie Bradshaw. One level pink. Oh, are these the designs? Taffeta? Taffadelt. And you're not thinking of putting her in an autumn palette. She's totally a spring. Come on.
Do you know something? You're the one gay I don't like. Now, you piss off. You're confusing me.
Confusing you? Try saving your career. Now, let's start over.
Start over? I don't even have any fabric.
Oh, shallow. Just repurpose something around here.
I can't. This is Sarah Jessica Parker. I can't just use something from another designer. She'll know. It'll burn her flesh. Anyway, she wants a McKinney original.
Okay. Then we need to think outside the box.
We?
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to be on a team. Oh!
Are you sure the subway's the safest way to go?
Yeah, I'm positive. Look, all the cabs are off duty anyway. Besides, the subway's perfectly safe.
Hey, what about all the mole people down there?
Oh, they're nice, just misunderstood. Ah! Oh, great!
Are you okay? Are you...
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know why Henry wants to live in this city. I mean, you know, we need accountants in Tucson, too.
Well, maybe he has bigger dreams than that. Here, stay close.
Hey, like the music? Leave a dollar.
Thanks.
That was nice of you, but don't you worry, he'll spend it on crack.
Aww.
Henry's girlfriend thinks you're nice. Hit her.
Amanda? So what's your story? Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Oh, his loss. I'm sure you're gonna find someone great.
You did.
And she took him. She has got to go. Just push Stevie Nicks in front of the train. God, this is crazy. There's so many people. Don't let go of my hand.
Here's your chance.
Lose her. She'll freak and be on the next bus to Tucson. Ditcher. Betty? Betty?
Betty? Oh, hello, what happened?
Betty. Get off at the next stop.
Bitch move, Betty.
No.
I can't get through. There's no signal.
Well, here, try the payphone. Or not. No, what?
I don't understand. How did this even happen?
Well, it was sort of kind of an accident. There were a lot of people, and everyone was shoving, and the doors just closed.
Great. She's on the subway by herself. She's already terrified of New York.
I know. I feel so bad, Henry. I'm sorry.
Betty, it's not your fault.
Actually, it is. I think that I kind of lost Charlie on purpose.
I'm so sorry about this, Alexis. We will find a driver that actually does have snow tires. But don't worry, I've never missed a curtain at the Met.
No big deal. You know, I used to come to places like this before. Why don't we sit and have a drink while we wait? Peanut?
No, thanks. The Band-Aid in the bowl puts me off a little.
No!
Heads up!
That was huge.
I threw that like a girl, right?
I knew it. 28. I told you we should have left earlier.
I promise you, we will make the overture.
Mom, I appreciate the whole effort thing, but everyone knows that there's no overture in Hairspray.
Yeah, Hilda. Everyone knows that.
Is there something you want to tell your son, Santa?
Yo, just about tonight, Mom. I don't.
No way. This is not happening. Why, God? Why? Staples? Oh, hello. Coffee filters. You were supposed to be looking for fabric.
Yeah, there's none in the building.
But
we don't need it. Think Project Runway. Those people made dresses out of corn husks. If I told you these were from Paris, you'd pay $1,000 for them.
I can't do this. I'm going to say no.
No. You do not say no to Sarah Jessica Parker. She's the holy grail of fashion.
I know.
This is your big chance. And my big chance to meet her husband, Ferris Bueller Parker. Here, hold this. Spin. You may not get a call like this again, Christina. You have to do this. Make it work.
She does have a quirky style.
Quirky style. You can't be closing. It's just a little snow. I don't need a waiter. I don't need a cook. I just need a table for two with some candles and a few flowers. That's it. This is Daniel Mead. Do you know that? Hello? Hello? That used to mean something.
Should use my name.
Hey. Thanks for meeting me here.
So, what's the big surprise?
Actually, I was planning this amazing dinner at Babbo, but...
Let me guess, you're blowing me off again.
No, it's not me, it's the stupid blizzard. Grace, I just wanted to give you the New Year's Eve we never had.
Oh, then maybe I should stand out in the snow for 3 hours and cry icicle tears.
Worked on that one for a while?
12 years.
Look, we can still do this. Grace, we got party hats, we got noisemakers. Look at this gift basket Paul Smith sent over. We can have a lot of fun right here. Drink?
I don't drink.
Do you eat?
Not often. Listen, did you really think it was going to be that easy? I would just come over here and we'd have a few laughs about that night. I wasn't the only one you hurt in college, Daniel. Let's see. Julie Dwyer, remember her?
Not done.
Exactly. Julie now has a husband, two kids, and a dog.
Oh, that's great.
In her mind. She's in a mental institution. Way to go, Daniel. Does the name Sarah Hayden ring a bell? Sarah now has the largest Indigo Girls fan site on the internet.
Are you going to kill me?
No. I am going to make you apologize. If you want me to even consider taking your father's case, you're going to make it up to every woman you ever hurt in college. Oh, yeah. The chin's all about justice.
I swear the town car will be there within 15 minutes.
Ow!
That's Flash.
It don't move!
What's going on over there?
Christy and I are making a dress for Sarah Jessica Parker.
I need a staple gun.
Christy? I take it she's on our team?
Oh, we are so besties. She taught me how to do a butterfly stitch.
Perfect. I want the two of you to be braiding each other's hair before the night's over.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Come on, WNBA! The girl's on fire!
That's just lucky.
Actually, I'm the one who's lucky. You know, blizzard tonight, and I'd be home on Staten Island, and I wouldn't be here with you. I'm Joel, by the way.
Alexis.
Alexis, can I buy you a cocktail?
I won't be staying very long. My friend has tickets to the opera.
Oh, that sucks.
Tell me about it.
How about one more game before you leave? Okay.
Good news. Mark found us a town car.
Oh, great.
You look familiar. Have we met?
We're not even meeting now. Let's wait outside. Come on.
Lily, any chance you want to skip the Met and stick around here?
What? Are you serious? This was the plan. We had girls' night out.
Well, isn't the point of girls' night about meeting guys? I mean, look, he's cute. And he has friends.
Oh, dear God.
Come on, one shot. What do you say? It's free. Come on.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Nice release.
1 minute until curtain. This is the worst thing that's ever happened, and I am not exaggerating.
Justin, honey, you know the whole show inside and out. If you miss some of it, you know how it starts.
But Dad doesn't. And the curtain is up. I am so sorry.
I think I'll be okay.
Too bad. I know you really wanted to see it.
Idea! I'll catch you up. Let me set the scene. Baltimore, 1962. The height of segregation and the beginning of the teeny bop revolution. Our heroines, Tracy Turnblad. Chubby, totally adorable. She wakes and begins to sing. Excuse me.
Oh, 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 woke up today. Feeling no way, I always do. Good morning, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. Every night is a fantasy. Every sound's like a symphony. Good morning, Baltimore.
Excuse me. Justin, honey, don't dance to the guy with his hand under his coat.
I don't understand. Did something happen between you and Charlie?
No. Nothing.
Did she say something?
No.
Well, then I don't get it. You just don't like her?
No, I like her.
Then what's the problem?
I like you too. There, I said it.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me you had a girlfriend?
Because you have a boyfriend.
Who I broke up with.
What?
For you.
Talk a lot about what I did to you. I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt you. Okay, so thank you, nurse. You'll make sure to give Julie the message when she gets out of the quiet room. Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, so, Deborah Rossner is next.
You know, you actually sound sincere. You really would do anything to help your father.
Come on, it's not like I don't regret some of the things I've done in life.
You know, your sadness is kind of a turn-off. Jen likes remorse.
I am sad. I'm so sad.
Shh, don't talk, you'll ruin it.
Daniel, you there? How many more of these calls am I going to have to take? Okay, I'm hanging up. Okay. I'm not hanging up. Nice.
Pop that low shot there. Scott and Chelsea missed it. Boys play pretty hard. Got it. Score!
Alexis, our driver's here.
Oh, Willie, would you hate me if I didn't go? Opera's totally wasted on me.
Yes! What'd I miss?
Sweet three-pointer.
Oh, so much for a night. What's this?
Hopefully, your phone number.
What's going on?
My boys back there bet me I didn't have the stones to get your phone number. I don't live in a cave, dude. I know exactly who you are. And I don't hit on freaks unless I know I'm getting paid for it.
Pardon me. You know, Joel, I was rude not to introduce myself to you earlier. That's what friends are for. Come on.
Tracy totally ends up dancing on the Corny Collins show. It's way satisfying. And then she has this killer song.
Hey, kid. Think maybe we had enough? Very.
Excuse me?
No, hold on. Yeah, you got something to say, man? Dígame, chico. And now my son's going to finish telling me about the hairspray. And when he's done, you better clap. All right? Keep going, Mino. I want to know what happens to Tracy. And you're right. It's way satisfying.
Reprise. Sweetie, 2 weeks ago that idiot wasn't even walking upright.
I had all these ideas of how it would be when I came back. People are kind of awful.
Now don't forget, there are some people that have been good to you.
You have? And so has Daniel. I thought he'd reject me like my father did. He didn't.
Okay, now you're making me nervous. You are going to fire Daniel and make me editor-in-chief, right?
He's my brother, Willie.
He is the enemy.
See, that's the thing. I've kind of realized he's not.
Think about what you're saying. We worked for months.
Look, you're the best creative director in the business. We can talk about salary.
Stop the car.
Willie,
You know, you may be new at being a woman, but you're an old pro at being a bitch.
Betty, can we talk?
No, I'm getting some food and I'm going home. We saw Charlie that I'm sorry.
At least let me pay for your present.
No, I don't want anything from you. Okay, $1. Thank you.
You're welcome. Betty, here, I know you like us so
Listen, much. Walter and I, it wasn't about you. I broke up with him because I wasn't in love with him anymore, and I don't know why I blamed it on you. Maybe it was easier.
Well, if you didn't love him, then you did the right thing. Timing sucks. Well, now you'll probably meet someone new. Someone will see how wonderful you are. And caring. And beautiful.
It's a good idea.
No.
Henry!
Charlie? Are you okay?
Oh, that subway ride rocked. People are so nice in this city. There was this one guy. He kind of touched my butt, but after I maced him, he totally got me on the right train.
So you like New York?
Oh, my heart, New York. Honey. Oh, honey, I'm staying. I want to try and make it work here. When Betty, oh, Betty, it was like fate that got us separated.
Yeah, fate's awesome.
So, are we still going to go to that party? Because we could just get on the D train and change at Chambers. I totally sound like a New Yorker.
That was my shoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I think I'm going to go home. You guys go to the party. Henry should be your plus one.
Betty.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Hello, media.
It's amazing what you can accomplish when you're sober.
Harsh words.
Sarah Jessica's gonna love.
I know.
Listen up, people. Our dear friend Alexis has betrayed us. She's keeping Daniel as editor-in-chief.
What?
Don't worry. I'm going gently into this goodnight. We need a new plan. Excuse me. Where do you think you're going?
I'm not one of your flying monkeys, Wilhelmina.
Like hell you aren't. I gave you your wings. Sarah Jessica Parker wouldn't even know your name if I hadn't put you in Fashion Week. Don't cross me, sweetheart. Because you'll lose.
So, let's talk about your father's case.
No. It's kind of buzzkill now.
Oh, not for me. The law makes me hot. A friend at the DA's office told me the case against your father isn't as strong as you're leading everyone to believe.
All right, quick, before the blood leaves my brain. How so?
Well, if the circumstantial evidence really barely a motive. Plus, they can't even track down their star witness. Person's a ghost.
What do you mean?
A couple of other witnesses claim they saw blue Aston Martin stopped on the other side of the road. Probably saw the whole accident. No luck tracking the witness down, though.
Blue Aston Martin?
Why would you tell our son's assistant that you killed Faye?
Our family is falling apart. Don't get angry at me.
You were supposed to stay quiet, let me handle everything.
And look where it got you.
You're here because of me. Because of what I did. I'm turning myself in.
No. Claire? Claire! Claire!
Oh, hello, Christina McKinney. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, right. No. It's fine. Of course, I understand completely. Just, okay. Bye. That was Sarah Jessica Parker's people.
They're going with another designer. Wilhelmina works quickly, doesn't she? It gets easier.
Yes, Willie. Oh, I'll get right on it. Yes.
I promise you, the town car's on its way.
No, I...
I'm just so sick about it. Can't believe it's ending this way. Just a loser about it.